It's all right. Your Excellencies, dear veterans, ladies and gentlemen, friends, дорогие друзья, с вашего позволения я буду говорить на английском языке, но я от всей души, от имени президента Российской Федерации Владимира Владимировича Путина, хочу поздравить вас с великим праздником Победы. Спасибо вам большое. Ура! Спасибо за все. Every day we gather here at the Soviet War Memorial to commemorate all those who sacrificed their lives in the fight against fascism. This year is our special significance as it marks the 70th anniversary of the great victory. Nobody doubts the decisive contribution of the peoples of the Soviet Union to the defeat of the Nazi Germany. We shouldn't forget that was at stake. Professor Jeffrey Roberts rightly wrote recently in Financial Times that the Second World War was far more than geopolitical contest. It was a struggle for the future of Europe, and European civilization was saved from Hitler and Nazi barbarism by the colossal sacrifices of the Soviet people and the Red Army. End of quote. World War II taught us lessons that are relevant today. 70 years after the great victory, we observe attempts to rewrite history to suit some geopolitical conjecture of today, to revive Nazi and nationalistic ideologies, racial intolerance, to sow the seeds of conflicts and international tensions. One of the lessons is that the victory could only be achieved by joint efforts of all those who participated in struggle against Nazism. We will always remember our allies, Great Britain, France, the United States, and other countries who fought in anti-Hitler coalition, the German and Italian resistance. We remember and honor all Europeans who pay a high price to free the mankind from Nazism. Today we pay tribute to veterans who went through all the hardships of war towards the long, long awaited victory. Years will pass, but the memory of your heroic feat will remain forever in the hearts of succeeding generations. I cannot stress enough the significance of the Soviet Memorial Trust that has become a shared place where the British and the former USSR citizens, especially veterans, can lay flowers to honor the memory of those who gave their lives and their countries during the Second World War. It has now been 16 years since the unveiling of the memorial, and I am sure that the celebration of the 70th anniversary of the great victory will become another milestone in the history of the memorial. Establishment of the memorial could only be possible with the support of the governments of Russian Federation and United Kingdom, local authorities of London and its boroughs, public, commercial organizations, and ordinary people. I would like to thank all members of the Soviet Memorial Trust, and especially its chairman, Philip Matthews, and its secretary, Ralph Gibson, for their hard work dedicated to organization of annual Victory Day ceremony and other events. Let's applaud them. This year, a new feature has been added to this memorial. Next to the Russian birches, a British oak tree, the Victory Tree, has been planted on behalf of ambassadors of the CIS countries.
It symbolizes the importance of our wartime alliance and our gratitude to the British veterans, including those who went on Arctic convoys, whose sacrifice helped bring closer to the V-Day. And you can see this tree just in front of me. So this is our tree now. Thank you very much for those who did this. Today, on the instructions of the President Vladimir Putin, I have a great honor and pleasure to present Russian Jubilee medals commemorating the 70th anniversary of the victory in the Second World War to a number of Russian and British veterans. We'll start the ceremony right now, but I would like to congratulate everybody with this great event and to thank everybody for coming today. That's really a very strong support of peace in Europe and in the whole world. С праздником, дорогие друзья! С праздником!